a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's Thursday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and we're all abuzz in the studio talking about Quincy Jones spilling the beans and then Richard Pryor's ex-wife, one of his ex-wives,
Chris,
confirming some of the things Quincy's saying. Now, Quincy is saying what we're all thinking, that Ivanka Trump, she is one fine mother... Whoa, hello, beeper. You got to come with me. Mother... Right there. But, you know, everybody thinks that. Quincy Jones saying it just confirms it. I mean, it's going to make a lot of people upset that he thinks Ivanka Trump is hot. That side doesn't want to admit that she's smoking hot and Melania's smoking hot, but they are. That's just the way it is. But then he went on to say that in the 70s there was a lot of sex, including Marlon Brando, who had sex with just about everybody, including
Richard Pryor. If you were in the room, there's a good chance of getting probed.
Marlon was going to hammer you, and then Marlon evidently had sex with just about everything and everybody. And Marlon was never ashamed of his bisexual. He said, I'm sure I've done that. That was in the 70s, back before it was like cool. Marlon Brando was that popular and that cool that when he got fat and weird and people would say your sexual prowess precedes you, is like, you know, you don't have any boundaries. I think homosexuality is beautiful. Like, oh my God, what? It's 1970, man. You're going to get beat up for this.
He's a godfather. You can't screw with him.
I put my pee-pee where I want to put my pee-pee. Man, woman, child, I don't care.
And he did. And so then Richard Pryor's on the list, and everybody thought, oh, come on. Quincy's joking. Richard Pryor's ex-wife said, oh, yeah, no, that was pretty real. And Richard was
Why does that seem so weird?
It does, because he's one so skinny and one so big, and they're both men, and they're both, like, big, giant figures of the 70s. Each of them had combined.
Orgy.
Combined, I think they had 13 wives together. Well, Richard had 5 wives, 7 marriages, and I think Marlon had 5 or 6.
And his widow's comment was, in the 70s, lots of quaaludes and sex was just...
Yeah, the rampant. Drugs just had to be
she
ridiculous.
Says,
you'd bang a radiator and buy it flowers.
Yep.
Because it was the 70s, you'd bang a radiator and buy it flowers. So she basically, when Quincy Jones said that, and people are kind of like, you're crazy, Quincy, you're exaggerating. She's like, no, Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando, they had sex a lot together. They were... They were besties.
Talk about the regrets waking up the next morning out of your drug-infused haze.
Can I get you some eggs?
I'm just gonna go.
I thought you were a woman. What the?
See, I was on the toilet, and he come in.
Want to do it?
All right.
And then they did it, and it was awful to imagine 50 years later. just Richard Pryor.
Oh, right.
Feels really good, doesn't it?
No.
Some regrets.
That's why he set himself on fire.
Oh, yeah. I would set myself on fire, too, if I ever thought of Marlon Brando being in me. Oh! So that's the mental picture that was painted yesterday with our news. I just don't... What else will we find out? And is that an excuse for the hashtag Me Too thing? Like, we were all on Quaaludes and having sex with Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor at the same time. There's really no... No, but if you were in the room, you kind of were admitting you might be
everyone's getting poked.
You might be a target. I don't think there's any harassment when you look over and see the greatest comedian of all time and one of the best actors ever banging each other, all just quaaluded out beyond belief. And there you are like, well, yeah, I'm in this room. I can't really say this is bad if something happens to me. Well, good luck to you. I kind of miss the 70s. We should make America great again. Louis C.K. beats off in front of a couple girls in his room.
A Boy Scout.
And he's never going to work again. Marlon Brando is like the greatest of all time. So, man, what are you going to do? He raped Richard Pryor. They knew what they were getting into. They were heavily sedated. I would start saying that. And now this Nicole Eggert, Scott Baio thing's getting great. Now she comes out and is rebutting his rebuttal to her first statements that he kind of rebuked. Got all of them out. And then she comes back with new things. And now she's saying she was suicidal the whole time she knew Scott Baio. Oh, this is going to be a good one. This one's going to end with somebody going to jail. This one's going to build because somebody's lying. The stories are getting worse and worse.
It's on its way of being thrown out.
Yeah. Well, it could be. And then it's going to get... Then we're getting Hollywood news.
Mentally stable. That's a tough...
Somebody stabbing somebody. This is going to end on the streets. This is not going to be a court. I love it. I love this one. The Charles in Charge
Maybe they just need to get special. Back together.
Yeah, I think they're meant for each other. I think finally Scott can lay down with her legally and make it right.
That's all she wants. Let's get married.
Yeah. I like it because it'll be that A&E mystery show, Charles in Charge. Or was he? Scott Baio walked into the room. And Nicole Eggert was interested. Or was she? Oh. It's good stuff. And now the doctor for the U.S. Olympic swim team evidently raped one of the swimmers. And now there's a couple of them coming forward. So we got that to look forward to.
For
more fun from the Olympics as that starts to roll up. Everybody's getting there tomorrow, the big opening ceremonies, and we find out.
Dr. Nasser's going to get a roommate?
Evidently, yeah. Dr. Nasser's going to get somebody to compare notes with on whether or not swimmers or gymnasts have better bodies.
And they're starting to go after Nasser's buddy, too.
Well, I said that originally, and I don't know how that's happened. He couldn't have been alone on this.
Yeah.
There's no possible way you can pull that off with as many women as he did all by yourself.
Oh, I watched Outside the Lines yesterday, and his buddies.
They're getting him.
Yeah, he's in trouble too. He was abusive to the gymnasts and like physically abusive, mentally abusive. He may not have diddled them.
Yeah, but people knew.
There's knew no what was way. Going
he was
on.
In on.
There's
yeah.
no way that he's not. You know, he's just sneaking. Imagine that. You're not even raping these women. Just put it in your head though that you're having 126 affairs over a time. One of them slipping up. Somebody knows something. Somebody's helping you get this. It's amazing. So, yeah, it's just that one. That one's not done yet either. But that guy going to jail for a long time is nice. So Olympic swimming is next. We'll find out. We had a couple guys fisting our swimmers. And then God knows what else. We'll be track and field. We'll be there. We'll just lose it all.
Good times.
It is. Happy Olympic Friday tomorrow. You get your Olympics on. And I'm sure you'll be thinking of the sport the entire time. Not one time somebody will turn to you and go, the Olympics are in trouble. There's a lot of fisting going on over there.
I wonder if this athlete was sexually assaulted.
She's very fast. I wonder if she's running for her life.
That's how they get so fast.
Times are amazing.
We got to shave off a few seconds, and you know what that means. Well, put the glove down. I'm putting the glove on.
Better hurry.
You shave off 2/100ths of a second, or you're not. I'm gloving her. I'm gloving you.
ATB.
Gross. I saw something last night I've never seen in my life before. It was a Paige Spiranek type woman at a gas station. I was over at Four Peaks for a little while, and on my way back, I got gas, and this girl got out of this car, and just spectacular, just very pretty. Spectacularly pretty girl.
Was your wife with you when
no.
this was going on?
No.
I was going to say, if you're going to drool all over yourself with your wife.
So I pretended to know a little something about cars, you know?
Yeah.
Walking around the car, I'm looking under it, like, just muttering stuff just so I could be on the...
So you can
have to
check
peer,
her out.
So I didn't have to peer through windows, you know? So I walk over. And she was so pretty that the guy at the thing behind me, who was more appropriately aged, she was probably about 25. He was probably 30, maybe 33, maybe a little too old for it, walks over from his car.
Oh, he's going in.
To her, and he says, may I purchase your gas for you today?
Shut up.
I'm like, that's how pretty this girl is. I've never seen anything.
That's a move.
Wow.
That
buying
is
gas.
Because you know why? Don't let that opportunity slip by.
Yeah.
If you're a single guy,
I'm going
and that's
for
a,
it, man.
I'm going to buy. And then I was like, man, if I was single right now, I'd kill this guy because I'd wander it over and I'd say, may I pay off the remainder of the loan of your Nissan Juke? Just to see black that
just
guy.
Keep just keep one up in each other.
Some other guy says, you don't need a Nissan Juke. Here, I bought you a brand new car.
It's the 8th. Have you made a mortgage payment yet?
Yeah, I would like to buy that. Do you have a mortgage? I would like to get you a mortgage and pay for it. It was unreal. Guy tried to pay for her gas, right? That's how pretty she was.
What did she say?
I was shy and did the, oh, boy, and turtled up and ran to the other side of my car. I don't think she allowed him to pay for the gas because he walked away. But it was brave, and to you, guy on the Shell station gas floor over on Scottsdale, and I forget the street.
If you're going to do something like that, at least try to get the phone number, too.
He may have.
Try to pay for her gas.
But I always marvel at the idea that women are trying to get rid of this, basically. With the hashtag MeToo movement and we're even and all that. I know we'll never stop, but guys always take
somebody paying for my gas.
I would too if a guy came up. If that Tommy came up to me from Hoshokstad.
They're now in quandaries. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Does that mean I have to give this up too?
Are you even?
Free drinks?
Or
gas?
Not? Because I've never had a woman go, hey, how about I cover the gas for you today? It's like, wow, all right. I would take it every time. I'd find it very flattering. Like, oh my God, she finds me attractive. This is nice. I must look good today. I feel better about me. But no, now you're in this gray area where you're like, women's rights equal, we can do it, we don't need a man for this, and a guy comes over and he's like, look, I'm making a move, I'm pursuing, and I'm surprised you didn't mace him or take the gas thing out and just hose him off and light him on fire.
As long as you're not grabbing her, you're fine.
It's an awkward move, I'll tell you that. From outside, being like from me to you to it while he's standing at her thing, to come up and offer that is hashtag me too.
Weird.
Very, very weird. Yeah. It was really weird, but it was pretty. I wanted to go over and go and just shake his hand and go, I can't believe everybody didn't do that. Like, there wasn't a line of people like kicking in.
There's no law against buying somebody gas?
No, none. And I've never seen it before, and I assume it's happened.
That's not harassment.
She got out of her car and walked around, and she was in workout clothes that were just like she was straight out of like one of those fashion magazines for workout clothes. And I'm just like, okay, this is spectacular. This is different than normal. Like, some guy is going to try something here, and sure enough, right then and there, may I purchase your gas for you?
The gym outfits nowadays have just gotten ridiculous. Yeah. You go to the gym, and you're like, yeah. It's hard to just keep going.
You know what makes it good, though? You know what the good balance on that is? It's like if you're eating, if you're drinking wine or eating foods and you get that weird little cracker in between to cleanse the palate, there's always the woman in the yoga pants that are just working the yoga pants way too hard. They're getting stretched out. That she's the palate cleanser to all the good-looking women in yoga pants. And then the weird one walks by that has somehow or another has a bundt cake hanging over the top of the yoga pants. And she's just got a towel over her shoulder. You never see her really working. She's just walking the gym. She thinks that's enough. Usually has a shake in her hand. It's purple.
Sometimes you get on like a treadmill or a stair stepper, and then the girl will come up and go to the one right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the end of the day, you're 5 miles in.
Yeah. I'm catching her.
I'm just going to stay here until she's done.
And I would just run the entire time. Excuse me, ma'am.
What? Leave me alone.
May I purchase your gas for you after this?
Wait. Can I buy your gym membership?
May I get you a tank? Oh, screw that guy. Do you want an LA Fitness of your own? Do you like to be a franchisee? Damn you, rich bastard prick. I was in. All I was going to do was pay her monthly fee. I'm going to buy her a gym.
Next offer.
But it just made me realize that when you're a pretty girl, it's just easy. Just so easy. And pretty girls have got it really tough because they've got to decide whether or not they're going to use their pretty and get bashed by ugly women all their lives for using pretty rather than their insides. I would use my pretty, and I would use it every single day to get all sorts of stuff constantly and not feel 1 ounce of bad that's just my gift, that I don't have to go out of my way to be like a math major or anything else and try so hard to impress people with my, you know, I'll have a personality too, but I'm using it. If a guy comes up and wants to buy me gas, that's happening. If a troll lady came up and said, we'll buy gas for you, I'm like, all right, it doesn't mean I have to perform on her or do anything with her. She's buying my gas.
No, but guys think they're in.
Well, they kind of are.
Some are.
And then she has, it's her job to say, I'm not interested. I got a boyfriend, but thanks for the gas. You've made the, as a guy, I've always thought that if I made the offer.
Well, that's why you don't accept the gas.
You can accept the gas. Yeah. He's going up offering gas. And you can say, well, you know, I would never
say. I have a boyfriend.
I wouldn't say
that.
It has nothing to do with your boyfriend.
Well, she doesn't
trying to buy you gas because you've made my eyes dance today.
Eric, you'll appreciate this. Henry texts in and says, you need to keep a rubber snake in your car like my buddy does. Anytime there's an attractive woman around, he kind of throws it on the ground, stomps on it, and says, I got it.
That's smooth. I like that one.
Is it?
That's, you're a hero.
It's not smooth as much as it is.
See it in time.
It's aggressive. I won't say it's smooth. Like, I won't see a guy in a tuxedo pulling the rubber snake move.
My wife was in the house with the snake, the rubber snake, for like 20 minutes, thought it was real. Well, you could get away with
it's
that.
It's not moving.
I'm not saying women are going to pick up on it. I'm just saying in the meeting, I'm going to say, okay, guys, let's not call this like debonair. This is not smooth. This is hillbilly awesome, and it's a good move. But you got to do some acting. You got to get something together.
Another texter says, John, I don't know if this girl has it, but a lot of girls are figuring this out. The hot ones go on Tinder, and they post their hot pictures, and in the bottom of their account, they have their Venmo account link.
Yeah.
So you can just send them money directly.
Just buy them gas. Yeah, that's if I was a hot girl, that's what I'd do. And call me shallow and whatever. That's what you milk that for what it's worth. It's a talent. You've just got the gift. She was ridiculous. And just like, wow, that's a ridiculous feat. You know, you can recognize when somebody's good looking. You don't act on it. You know, I'm not going to act on it. I'm invisible. I'm a 45-year-old man standing there. And there's nothing Squidward's going to do wandering over there in his Britney t-shirts. And it's not happening. And then this dude had the guts to do it. So I'm giving more credit to the guy for wandering over and attempting to pay for her gas. And I don't know how it went down. I would assume this girl had somebody in her life. If she's trolling around single, the last guy blew it. But yeah. Tried to buy her gas. It's It's goddamn impressive, I tells you. Goddamn impressive. So good for you, gentlemen. I like to see that despite the hashtag MeToo movement being something that I personally in my 20s would be scared to death of, wouldn't make any moves at all, this guy said, screw it. I'm at the Shell station. It's 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday. I'm getting me a wife today. I'm going to get her for $2.27 a gallon. It's good stuff. Nice job, kid. Made me want to just wave an American flag over the two of them. You're the last ones. Make baby. And by the way, he was a strapping young lad.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. He was oozing confidence, too. And he was a good-looking kid, and I still think she might have been too good for him.
Wow.
If I was a matchmaker,
not
I'd be like, you know what?
Millionaire?
Even if he was, he's going to be all right. He was in good shape. He looked the part. He, you know, it was Abercrombie and Fitch kind of model looking guy. She was still too good. She's going to marry an NBA guy, or you know, she's got superstars on the brain. Not some slug at the Shell, but you know what? Pay for her gas. That was a nice move. Very nice.
Which is interesting because the corporate strategy now, according to Office Romance, is you can ask a coworker out once. If they say no, you can never ask them out again, or it's sexual harassment.
No more pursuing.
Yeah, Facebook and Google have decided to go with this. The person doesn't have to say no. A lawyer for Facebook says that ambiguous answers such as I'm busy or I can't that night also count.
Anytime they say we're not going anywhere together, a woman's job is to say I can't tonight, but I'd love to some other time. Then the door opens up. Yeah. So it's a woman's job to read those cues as well. This is exactly why that guy buying gas last night was so impressive. Listen to these new Barbarella rules. This world of the future that sucks balls for young kids, young guys.
She says no, you got to move on.
We're hunters. We're hunters, I tell you. And I don't hear the ladies saying anything about it. I want to be treated equal, and we're going to start hunting too. They're not. They don't instigate things. They wait, and they should, especially that girl last night. I'd like to pay for you. I just wanted to say that. I want to say that to somebody once in my life. Hello, my name is John.
Hi.
I'm a married man, and I'm not going to get anywhere with this, but I'd like to pay for your Nissan Juke, please.
What?
The whole
Excuse
thing.
Me?
Right here. What do you owe?
Geez, about 18,000.
That's quite a ding. That's quite a ding in my, but I'm going to do it.
I've overshot.
Have I won you over?
I'm not even trying to win you over. I know. I just want you to remember me forever the way I will you. Pay to the order of girl with Nissan Juke. Why do you own a Juke? You should have a better car than this. Your parents didn't. I love you. Goodbye.
Some guy paid for my car at the gas station.
You'd take that. If some woman came up to you and said that to you,
I'm an old woman, and you remind me of my ex-husband, and I'd like to pay for your Nissan Juke. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Account number 002.
You want some sauce?
Yeah.
No, I can't have sauce. Sugar beats me into the ground. Okay. I got some sugar-free ones.
I can't have sauce.
I'd like to give you a bottle of sauce. I just think you're...
Can't have salt, amazing. Can't have sugar. I just want to pay for your Juke. All right. Get to it, Granny.
Did you tell your wife this, or would you just not?
Is the car's paid off?
Yeah.
I'd pay her. I'd go right in. Hey, guess what, Megan?
Lady liked me so much.
Lady got a full set of eyeballs on the D at the Shell, and we don't know anything on the Juke.
What do you mean?
She paid for my Juke because my sweet, sweet ass and my aroma lifted her off the ground, drifted her over to me with her checkbook, and she bought my car, and we get to keep it because I'm sexy hot. You ever done anything like that for the family?
Yeah, yo.
Yeah,
I got us free drinks before.
That's great. That's nice. What is that, $20? Thank you. I got us a Nissan Juke. I would take it in a second. Some grandma wants the piece. I'd let her grab at it, too. I'd let her paw me for a little while.
All I want to do is just feel things.
Okay.
You let her touch you?
Paw me.
May I touch your beehole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get in there, Gladys.
That's cheating.
No, it isn't.
If she's she bought in my beehole.
She bought my Juke. It's a business. It's a business arrangement.
Transaction.
You don't think... Megan,
here's where the lines are blurred.
I would roll that window down and I'd be like, look, this doesn't mean anything. I'm going to let this old lady put her digits in me for a second. She's buying her car.
Well, how will we get home?
Oh, we don't have to give it to her. She's just paying it off. All right, go ahead. I just stand there like I'm getting frisked by a cop. Nothing wrong with that. So to the Nissan Juke lady and that guy, you gave me hope for the future. The youth is not dead yet. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, a good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Side Effect.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.